Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That's fucking delightful. Delightful. Fucking good combination playing. Sliding balls into space. Good. Excellent. You have them on the fucking ropes.
Hello and welcome to the Rotary Report podcast in association with Sunderland Community Soup Kitchen. I'm Rich Spate and you join us after Sunderland have just beaten Wigan Wanderers 3-1 at home. I'm joined this afternoon from the Hilton Hotel by Craig Chapman. How are you, Craig?
Very good, yeah, good afternoon. It's always nice to get a win as easy as that one and finally topping the league after, well, 4 seasons in this division. So it's certainly it's a good Saturday for us, isn't it?
Aye, it's not bad at all. And we're also joined just back from the bar after getting us our pints. Thank you very much, Sam. It's Sam Blakey.
Aye, all right. Good after that, like, wasn't it?
It wasn't bad at all. And we've also got with us, making his debut, we've got Ian Braithwaite, my mate.
Hi there. Great game. Nice to get 3 goals in the sunshine. And we were sat in the East Stand. It was pretty glorious out there. It's probably a bit much for some people, I think, the sun.
Well, it was all their weather for all their football, wasn't it, during that? So, where do we start? I mean, we start with first half goals. First goal, Ross Stewart. Beautiful header. Good bit of work down the right-hand side. Craig, it was well placed, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's... It's turned into like the Julio Jordio skit, isn't it? Like, so many games, so many goals. He's, honest to God, what a player we've unearthed here. And I know we were saying at the turn of last season, like, we're letting a striker go who's played and scored 30-odd goals and nobody really cared. But that's because we knew exactly what Ross Stewart could offer us. He runs the channels, he gets in front of his men, he can score with his head, score with his feet. I mean, but what a... just a positional sort of sense to get from him there. To score that header, it just never in doubt. I mean, the first 10 minutes up, to be fair, were somewhat suspect at times as well.
Yeah.
I think Wickham tried to impose themselves, but were very calm and collective. But once we'd sort of ridden that storm, I mean, we were comfortably the better side. And as soon as he scored, there was only going to be one winner.
Yeah. Absolutely brilliant. And it was a beautiful ball in from Elliot Embleton. And Sam, a few minutes later, Elliot Embleton steps up and scores, well, one of the best goals I've seen at the stadium of life for a long time. What did you think of that one?
Oh, it was class, wasn't it? I'm right behind it, and as soon as it left his foot, you could see it was going in the corner. And I mean, I was excited by the signing of Pritchard, and I still think he'll play his part, but he's got a hard time getting Embleton out the team, man. He's really making that number 10 his own. And like you're saying, for the first goal, it's not just creativity. He's making the runs, he ran in behind, and then pin, perfect cross for Stewart. He's undroppable at the minute, really, and I think it's only good, and it'd be great to see him and Pritchard in the team. Wouldn't have wanted Pritchard's back at full fitness, but no, Embleton's first name on the team sheet for me, or one of them at least at the minute.
Absolutely. And another one, Ian, who's really impressed today was Dan Neil in the middle. I mean, silky skills and technique to die for, I think. What were your impressions seeing him close up for the first time?
I thought he was exceptional. He moved the ball very well. He had an impeccable first touch, and I think that was quite true of all three of those players today. I think that third goal, obviously we're going to get onto that, but just to take that extra touch and then bury that took a lot of confidence. And that's what it is. There's a bit of a game plan, and the link up play is good between the three of those players.
Yeah, the options in midfield, and they're creating chances for Stewart. Obviously Stewart got the third goal as well. You know, lovely finish and his run and creativity for that, I thought, was absolutely brilliant. Other great performances today for you, Craig. Who else stood out for you?
I just thought our midfield just completely outshone theirs. I mean, obviously Luke O'Neill, I mean, he got twatted in the face in the first half, and that really could have sort of derailed him. But no, credit to him, he got on with his job. And I know it does not divide opinions, but I think, to be fair, that what we're seeing from him now is exactly what we're going to see from him from the rest of the season. He isn't going to be that box-to-box midfielder. He's going to sit in front of that back line. He's going to protect them, and he's going to enable the likes of Dan Neil to go out and express themselves. And I think they really complemented each other brilliantly today. Dan Neil in particular. I mean, I'm not sure what's left on his contract, but by God, we need to tie him down. There's a couple of maybe iffy performances. I didn't think Aidan McGeady was at his best, but look, I think when you turn in that level of performance, you can afford to carry a couple of players. And look, we're probably going to turn in maybe 20 of those this season. And if we do, we come home with maximum points. You're not really going to be that bothered. But I think the interesting thing for me is that Wickham come with this this idea, if you like. They've got this sort of like, we play football this particular way. We're going to come, we're going to try and get under your skin, we're going to frustrate you. But today, it looked like they actually tried to play football against us and they couldn't get close. And I think, again, that's speaking volumes, but we've come up against a lot of rival promotion contenders, and we've beat them comfortably. I mean, interestingly, of course, the best we've played this season is the game that we lost away at the Burton, of course, but we're playing very, very comfortable at the minute. I think the longer that this run continues, especially at home, teams are really going to be afraid of us. So long may that continue.
Yeah, I mean, it was disappointing, Sam, to lose the clean sheet right at the end, but I thought defensively we were pretty solid today, and I thought Flanagan stood out. What were your thoughts about the defensive performance this afternoon?
I think you look at Doyle, and I know we're going to repeat ourselves on this podcast, but you've got to say, how is he 17 years old? He looks ready made to be, if not in the Championship, coming on and making appearances in the Premier League. He looks incredible. And I think the fact that Bailey Wright, I don't think anyone will put Bailey Wright in the team, it's not a slant on him. I think it just shows how well Flanagan's playing. And I know I don't think Flanagan's the best centre-half we've had in this league, but while he's playing like this, we've got to give him credit. And he's good at his job, he just gets stuck in. I mean, he's going to win. He won the ball back in our corner and we all jumped up and cheered, then he passed it straight at them, and he's going to have times like that because he's a League One defender. But while he's playing like this, I think we've got to give him credit. And I think that back four, I can't see any of them losing the place anytime soon. I thought Winchester was unbelievable again. He's incredible, isn't he? I mean, the times he's doing like back heel flicks now and everything. Yeah. It's not just like a solid performance. He's really good on the ball now. So I think it's good that we've got a cohesion together, and hopefully none of them get an injury. But I could see someone coming in. We've made good signings, and I think Patterson did well again. I don't think he's had much to do in the two games, but the fact that the only goal he's conceded was like a lucky deflection from a long shot that didn't mean anything is going to give him his confidence a world of good. So long may it continue, really.
We've got loads of beeping going on here, Ian, but what did you think of Pattinson? It was the first time you've obviously seen Pattinson play.
I thought he looked gutted when that goal went in. I thought he looked absolutely good. I hope that doesn't affect his confidence, because I think he probably did have quite a solid game. I thought,
well, that was a big deflection, wasn't it?
Yeah, but he took that on the chin, I think. Well, I think he took that a bit personally. I thought he communicated well with the back four. I thought they were very, very good at set pieces with the corners and the ball coming over the top. And I thought he had quite good command of that. You know, they had that centre forward come on at half. Yeah, he's a big lad. And I thought he sort of managed and dealt with that quite well. I mean, in the first half, he kind of had that bit where the Wigan player tried to take the ball off. He's kind of out of his hands, and he kind of just kind of swaggered and kicked out. That showed a bit of confidence. It's nice to see that. I thought Sirkin had a poor game.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that was, confidence.
Yeah, I mean, there's room for improvement there, definitely down the left. People were saying McGeady and Sirkin weren't combining well, annoying when we talked at half time. That's what you were on about. But it's good that there's room for improvement in the team, isn't it, Craig? I mean, Jesus, we're top of the league, as you say, and flying at the minute, and it can get better, because it wasn't the greatest performance you'll ever see.
No, I think it will get better as well. And to be fair, I don't mind that after five games, if like you said, that there is maybe a poor performance here and there, because not only, like I said, is there room to perhaps carry that type of performance, but I think I'd be somewhat concerned if we were peaking already right now and we were playing at the very best of our ability, because historically that would tell you that we would probably peak far too soon and plummet after Christmas or something like that. So, but with that in mind, I mean, you're looking at the likes of Winchester, who's played today at right back. There's talk about bringing more players in. So although, you know, some of them are going to be rightly commanding their spot in the next couple of games or so, if it is the case that they, you know, they have a dip in performance, they'll be hauled out. And then having competition for spots, that's going to bode well for the rest of the season. I think it's right about Patterson. He had an all right game. For me, I'll be truth be told, it doesn't command his area enough just yet, but I think that will come with experience. However, at the moment, I would still probably favour him to Lee Burge, but with a couple of days left, you know, we know for an absolute certainty that there is still something in the Vito Manone talks. So I would sincerely hope that we can bring him in, and if that is the case, then Patterson can learn from him. But look, it's a long season. We've started tremendously well, probably better than a lot would have thought, and I think the break's going to come at the right time. I know Sheffield Wednesday dropped points at Morgan today, but look, we're top of the league. We're going to go into a 2-week break. We'll come back. We're at home again. So I think letting the players at least have a chance now to recharge and then come back for it, it'll do us the world of good.
Absolutely. Another couple of incidents in the game. Well, there was one in the first half. Ian, you saw it. I don't know, Sam, you were in the stand as well. Did you see Luke O'Neill get a right hook?
Yeah, it was a mean one. Audie here would have been very proud of that. Yeah, he went down hard as well. And I think the fans in the stand were kind of shouting that he jumped out quite quickly, but I don't think he did. I think, yeah, it stung a bit, that. There you go. Smash class in the pub. Always gets a cheer.
Yeah, so, I mean, we would hope that the league, that the FA will have a look at that, because that was pretty bad, that right hook, and maybe there'll be a retrospective red card there. So, anything else anyone wants to talk about? I thought one thing I wanted to say was the atmosphere today was spot on.
It was great.
Really great feel around the ground. Everyone, you know, clapping and applauding before kick-off, which was nice after the week we've had, to say the least. And, yeah, it was a brilliant result for Sunderland, and long may it continue. So thanks a lot for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. I think we've got Kieran Brady on for a bit of a chat tomorrow morning, if my voice recovers, and we'll speak to you all then. Ta-ra.
Where am I going? I don't know. Where am I heading? I ain't certain. All that always, I am on my way.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.